Hi, I'm Laura. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Laura.
I think I'm going to stand up so that people can see me. Usually I don't like to be seen, but that's probably a good reason to be seen. I'm just going to do it. Can somebody time me so you can tell me five? Is there somebody that would mind giving me five, five, and five?
Sure.
Thank you so much. So I'm just going to do it in the format, you know, how it was, what happened, and what it's like now. And I'll try not to spend too much time on the how it was, but the fact is, I think 50 years of my life was how it used to be. The first memory I have of food is I believe I was 11, maybe I was younger, but I remember writing in a food diary in my bedroom as I was a little girl. And I remember, you know, feeling fat and wanting to not be fat. I grew up in a home with a mother that was stunningly beautiful and had an incredible figure. My father went away at sea. He was a sea captain, so he would be gone for probably 2 months at a time. And I watched my mom diet every single time. You know, she would just be kind of cold turkey, no food, and she would get her figure back how she wanted. I don't know how I knew all this as a little kid, but maybe just looking back, I figured it out. And, you know, that's kind of how she lived her life. Later in life, I remember going over to her house and being starving, because I was always starving. And I'd walk into her house and open the fridge and open the cupboard and go, "Mom, you don't have any food." She goes, "No, if I had food, I would eat it." And to her, that just made total sense, you know? And I guess it does. If you're a compulsive eater, you don't want food, you have to go out and get it, which she did. She'd go out and get a sandwich, or then she'd go and get her chips and then eat all that until no food. So she never ate with us at dinner, you know, as we were kids growing up. She hated to cook, and she wasn't a very good cook. God love you, Mom, because she was good at everything else. So, you know, food was not really enjoyable. My father, who came home every once in a while, was an amazing cook. He loved it, and he took me to farmer's market, and we cooked together, and through him, I kind of got an appreciation for food, and to this day, I really love to cook, and I'm known as the fastest cook in the West. I mean, I can put a dinner together in 10 minutes, you know. So that's kind of my background. Also, I kind of come from a family of obesity. Both my grandmothers were overweight. You know, my parents, as they aged, were pretty overweight. I have three sisters, and I'm definitely skinny. They don't even get why I would ever diet or have, you know, because if you look at me, I mean, I guess I'm normal. One sister had a gastric bypass and lost, I don't know, 150 pounds, and after 5 years, gained it back, which I didn't know that's what happened. And I guess we all know why, because it's not the food, it's the obsession. I have another sister who is pretty overweight, and she's right now on the tear for the wedding, you know, the not eating, not drinking, not anything, so she can fit in a dress. And then my older sister is just kind of happy. She's overweight, but she's happy with her weight. And then it comes to me, and I've never been happy with my body ever. And it was always 10 pounds that I had to lose for some reason. I mean, no matter how much I weighed, I had to lose 10 pounds. And I didn't figure out that 10 pounds till I got in here. But it was always 10 pounds. And when I kind of look back through my weight over the years, the lowest I weighed was like 120, 125. That's 25 pounds less than I weigh now. And so that's kind of thin, you know? When I look back and I go, gee, and I want to lose weight then? And how I did, and I tortured every boyfriend I had because, you know, I was always on a diet and I didn't want to eat. And then the other thing I did, which is such a cool trick for losing weight. What you do is you buy clothes that are a size that you want to be in. So then you walk around all the time really uncomfortable, you know, just cinched up in those pants or those clothes or whatever. I don't think I figured out for a long time, until maybe until I got here, that you buy pants for the size you are. And then, I guess, if you lose weight, then you get a different size. I must confess, I probably still have a really nice pair of jeans in my closet that I just haven't thrown away. And they're probably two sizes too small, but they're really nice jeans. I would look so fantastic if I got into them. Let's see. Thank you. So that's kind of how it was. And then what happened was I got into recovery in 1985. And that was my first recovery. And since then, I've added a lot of recoveries because, as I've come to find out, I'm just a very compulsive person. And so for years, it was just, you know, alcohol, which was my main one. And then I picked up a lot of other things that I had to look in my life. And basically, my life just keeps getting better and better because, you know, the 12 steps is just an amazing program. And I have so much respect for our founders who figured out this 12-step thing, you know, and this, particularly the traditions, because that's what got me here. And that, I mean, that's what kept me here, because I hate rules of any sort. I don't like people to tell me what to do, and I'm kind of a know-it-all. And so coming to 12-step and coming to OA, you know, there's no requirement for membership except a desire to not eat compulsively. And that doesn't mean I can't eat compulsively in the morning and come here. You know, I'm still welcome here. It's just as long as I have that desire, and I do have that desire. So how I got here was in January 2015. So I haven't been here that long, but I do this birthday for a girlfriend of mine, and she's in a food program too, a different one. That sounds horrid to me because a part of my story too is I just was dieting all the time. You know, I go on fasts, I go on liquid diets. I remember before I got into that other program, I'd go on a liquid diet, and I would juice, and then at night I'd have martinis. Because liquid. So you can imagine how I felt then. Anyway, this friend that doesn't eat cake, but I would get her this, you know, fantastic cake at Good Earth, and I loved this cake, and I served it to all their friends, but then there was this part of this cake left over, and I remember having another piece at night, and then I remember in the morning having a piece. And, you know, just kind of at one point having to throw it away. And then something kind of clicked, like, I don't think this is normal. And I don't know if it was, I feel like it was, you know, that Saturday that I came to this meeting, and I raised my hand. I still didn't know that I was a compulsive overeater, you know, but I shared about the cake. I shared about dieting and writing down my food, and everybody kind of kept kind of snickering and laughing. You know, they're going, oh, you know. And I kind of got from that I was one of you. You know, that's what I picked up. I didn't feel like you were making fun of me. I felt like the giggles were, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was saying, I still don't know if I belong here. And anyway, come to find out, definitely belong here. So I went to the Monday night meeting. And this program also was very confusing to me. You know, other programs you just quit, but this, you still have to eat. So I just was very confused. And I got a sponsor right away that night because, you know, I had to say, what do you do with this? And she was great, and she is wonderful. And so our first talk, I remember I was sitting in Nordstrom parking lot, and I had heard about foods that you can't eat that trigger you. So pretty much every single food that I love, which was, you know, everything salty, everything sugary, everything. I just had a huge long list, really specific. And she said to me, I don't know that you have to put every single thing down, that, you know, look at that list and look at the list that you really can't stop eating. And there was some things that I couldn't, but other things in there, you know, I could. Basically, on the list, I was putting every food I liked. Because, again, I thought, if I go on this great diet here, you know, and just don't eat anything I like, just eat vegetables, protein, and whatever else. And she kind of told me that's not really how it works. So I've been, you know, I think for me, thank you, this is today. So for me, the most difficult thing is eating every day. That just sounds like it's so easy, but for me, it's really not. It's just been, like I say, people know me as saying, oh, you know, Laura, she's starving, because I always got to the point of starving. I didn't feed myself, so I wouldn't eat in the morning. I wouldn't eat in the afternoon. I remember working in a situation, and people would say, didn't you have lunch? It was like 4, and I go, I can't. I have clients. And they go, yeah, but you take a lunch. And in my mind, I still did not, I just couldn't get it at all. And so today, for me to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner is huge win. I mean, for me, that's amazing. And the other amazing thing is, I was this incredible night eater, and I shared this last night because I just had a memory of it, but it was almost out of body. You know, I would go to sleep, and then I would wake up, and then I'd go to the kitchen, and I would just eat, because I felt like the only way for me to sleep is if I was really full, and I always had problems with sleeping. And so even when I first started in OA, I still was having the night eating thing, you know, and I remember making signs on the counter, you know, dear Laura, this is, you know, pray to God that you won't eat anything. And I think maybe it took me like 6 months, maybe longer, but I don't eat at night anymore. And it's like, that's all I got out of OA. I'm doing the steps. I'm on step 5 right now. I'm almost finished with step 5. And for me, and I turn over my food to my sponsor after, which I know is very different from what anybody does here, but that's why I love the program. We can all do our own thing. And for me to be accountable that I had 3 meals a day is amazing growth. And you know what? I came in here to lose weight. I haven't lost any weight. I think I even gained a little bit. But I just trust that this is what God wants right now, you know? And I also give myself just a slight bit of credit for aging. And perhaps, you know, when you're 60, you're not 20. And, you know, everything kind of shifts. And I just accept this is how God has me right now. And as long as I, you know, I do, I'm connected with my higher power. I turn over my food. I stay in touch with my sponsor. I do the steps. And I pray, and I come to meetings, then this is what God wants for me right now, and I accept it, and I'm not trying to lose 10 pounds, so that's my win. Thank you.
Let's see. We will now pass a basket to observe the seventh tradition. Overeaters.